Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Today the Church is celebrating the mid-Pentecost. It's a holiday that when the Lord had actually walked in and into the temple, and he had started to preach, and he told the people more than other times that he is really the Christ, the Messiah, and he can give us living water. And living water, of course, we know, as the Holy Father explained, and this is the Holy Spirit that he sent to his disciples, and we have the living water in us through the chrismation. And then the Lord said that if we drink that holy water, the living water, we will not thirst again. And of course, he meant not in a physical way, but in a spiritual way. We have received the gift of knowledge of the truth, and he is the carrier of the truth. He is the wisdom. He himself, the Lord, the creator of all the universe, he has given us himself also, as he said in the temple, that he has come down that from heaven, and that he is giving us his own body and blood for our renewal, for our life eternal, my beloved. But we have to believe. If we believe that, then we are going to be able to receive that living water. As you know, that most of the Jews have not accepted it, have not believed it. And in fact, for today's holiday, after he said these things, and after he had made a miracle of healing a poor man that was sick for a long time, and it happened to be the Saturday, and according to their understanding, the Jews said that this is a no, you can't do that. This is work. You cannot do that. You cannot work on a holiday. Well, of course, he had reprimanded them, and he had told them that, well, if you have a sheep falling into a well, you're not going to leave it there to die. You're going to try to take it out or whatever. The Lord told us that God himself, he is the one that gave the rules and laws through his prophets. And he is the master of it. And he also told us that we should absolutely use the day, even of the Sabbath day or the Sundays as we now have it, that we should use it to do good. Most of all, of course, we should use it to try to pray, to read the lives of saints, to try to have our heart and mind with the Lord. Of course, we always should try to do that, but especially on Sundays and especially on holidays, we should do that. And we should have the living water in us, and the living water is that we just will not look for anything anymore, anything different. That we will be quite satisfied with the gospel, with the teachings of the Lord, with the teachings of our church, and we don't have to look any place else. Everything is there. Everything is there given to us by the Lord, including himself, my beloved. And now, if we accept that, and then all of a sudden we lose many things that we had before we received the Lord's living water, and we will lose the irritation, the angers, the fits, all kinds of passions, and we all of a sudden will have the love for the Lord. We'll have the love for the Lord, the love for our soul, and the love for our brothers and sisters, and for anybody that's in trouble. And we're immediately, when we know somebody's in trouble, we want to go and try to help them. And you know, most of the people today, nowadays, are in trouble, and they're in trouble because they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and they have not believed that he actually is God, the creator of everything, and so they shun away from him. They turn they turn the back. What am I saying? We sometimes turn our back on the Lord, and it's because we don't have that love, enough love to be able to be with the Lord all the time. My beloved, if we acquire that love, then all of a sudden we'll feel that we're not alone, that the Lord is with us, with His Father and the Holy Spirit. He has made the abode in our heart, and it's so peaceful, so wonderful. And then you cannot, again, I'm going to repeat myself, you just cannot ever be irritated or angry at your brothers and sisters, but you just be rejoicing in the fact that you are starting to feel the kingdom of heaven, which the Lord said, it is in your heart. And once we acquire that feeling, we don't want to let it go. We want to keep it, and we want to make sure that we continue to live according to God's will, not according to ours, but according to God's will, and so that we will never lose the sight of our Lord, and that we will go from being able to rejoice in finding the kingdom of heaven in our heart, we'll go into eternal life with that feeling and the love of the Lord, and glorifying and thanking Him for everything that He ever sent us, for everything that He does, because we truly love Him. My beloved, this is what we have to try to go after. So let's try to remember that, and let's try to adhere to the Lord and keep Him in our heart, and don't turn our back on the Lord, and be able to rejoice all the time more and more. And it is now in this holiday we continue to say, Christ is risen, and the answer truly is risen. We don't need to have any other greetings but this until the ascension. Of course, in the service we heard those, so the remembrance of the ascension, and that all those things, and then we in the canon we remembered many miracles that the Lord had made, and to prove to the people that He is our God. May we truly rejoice in our hearts and be able to be free from the attacks of the evil one. For I say unto you, with of according to the teachings of the Church and the Holy Fathers, that once you or I have the thought and the love in our heart for the Lord, the enemy, the demons cannot approach you, and you will not have any irritation. May God bless us all to have the living water that He has offered, and to be able to truly rejoice in His presence, in the presence of all His creation. Amen.